Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 71. Today is Saturday, June the 10th, 2017. I am your host, Stone. God, Lord, Thunder, and Jesus, bye. And joining me is my co-host, Lita. Okay, before we keep going on, I've been doing that over and over and over. I would repeat it to my wife, repeat it to Lita. I've repeated it to myself. Even with the intro playing, I played the intro and did a run. But when it's time, nope. The brain says, F you, Stone. Yeah. See, I said it there, fine. So I just need to swear. So can we like take off the clean tag? Because if we take off the clean tag, then maybe I'll be okay. Because then I could be F Stone. See it? Maybe that's how. I'm gonna change my name to F Stone. Anyways, how are you doing, Lita?
This is gonna be a show. Thanks for that.
This is gonna be a show.
You're having ya.
This is gonna be a show.
Yeah. That's it.
Frustrating.
Crystal's going to bed. So say good night, everybody.
Good night.
And but we're all here. So, and including who is here, we have got a special guest this week, and it is Momentary Genius. So good morning, evening, afternoon.
What? Good evening.
Whichever.
Should be good evening.
6 p.m. Yes.
Yay.
Central.
Yay.
So we are not in the future for this show. We are in my time, the real time. It's Saturday night, Lita. Saturday
blah,
night.
Blah blah blah.
Thank you for agreeing to all this nonsense. Thank you for coming on the show.
Glad to be here. I love nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense is good. Trust me, we've got lots of that, which is awesome. So, however, we're going to have a little chat with you first. So, which could be nonsense or not. That's what you're going to tell us. We will find out. So how about you tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character?
Well, my name is Momentary Genius, also Mary, also Geeklet's mom. I have been playing WoW for eternity, it feels like, a decade. And let's see, what else about me?
Yay, one of us.
One of us. Drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah. Other than that, I do a podcast with my friends Ashley and Phil called Mind Games, where we talk about mental health. So that's another thing I'm really super passionate about. Yeah, that's a little about me.
And what's your main tune? So your normal tune, tell us a little bit about your main girl.
My main girl, she is my favorite. Her name is Mazzotti. She's an AIE. She is a shadow priest.
Shadow! Yes.
Yes.
And you've been playing her a long time.
Yes, she has been my main since Wrath of the Lich King. So nice. She's been my one and only, my favorite forever.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, well, that's really exciting. We most of us have got normal tunes, which is great, but for something different, this is not what this show is about. So we do something a little bit different. So what we like to do is something different, which is talking about challenges that we try in game. And you are doing, even though at the moment you're not doing one of our challenges, you have been doing something in game which you'd you know, again, I was blown away when you told me how far up you were. But you'd been doing the Factionless Panda.
Yes.
So, which was like, what? What's
it's
this?
Crazy.
And then, I know. So, which, again, it, I mean, it's a challenge, which is great. It's something different to what normal people, well, I wouldn't say, sorry. Take back my words. Normal people, is there such a thing? But what we would normally do.
Normal.
So tell me. So when did you first start realizing that you could do something a little bit different within the game? Like you didn't have to do the so-called normal, that you could try, you know, try a challenge with what you were doing.
Well, it started, we've all heard of Double Agent, who was, mm-hmm. you know, the first to do the Factionless Panda.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it sounds so crazy to realize this max level with no faction is crazy. So in the lull before Legion came out, you know, I found I wasn't really having a lot to do in game. I was like, you know what? I can do that.
Mm.
I love to pick flowers, and I love to mine ore, so let's give this a shot.
Nice. So that was your tie-in. That was it. Like, you give me flowers and mining, and you're in.
Right. I mean, it's the professions I do the most, for sure. So I'm a pro at it.
Yeah. That is really cool. I like that. Okay. So how high have you got so far?
So she is at 25 still. I worked on her a little bit this week,
mm-hmm.
Maybe for about an hour. So she's almost all the way to 26 at this point.
Wow. Okay. How long did you get through an hour? Like, seriously, when you get to sit down and just, you know, mine and herb, it's obviously, that's a lot. That's a lot of herbing and mining.
Yeah, for an hour straight. I mean, and when I mine an herb on my regular alts that aren't doing this factionless, it seems like that hour or so goes by really fast because you're picking a variety of flowers and a variety of ore. You can decide where you want to go for each day, but when you're doing the factionless, you're literally on the island. It's the only place you can go.
So what do you get? Peace Bloom?
Peace and Bloom. Silver Lake. And silver leaf, yep, and then copper ore.
And copper ore, nice.
That's all you get.
So, what's been your fondest memory, like, of doing this challenge for you? Like, you know, stepping outside your comfort zone. What's the thing that's really, you kind of go, this has been, you know, something really different, really great.
I think I feel like I get that feeling every time I ding a new level, because it's like, yes, I'm one level closer.
Yeah.
This is achievable. I can do this.
Yeah. It's a little bit different. Those dings on a challenge tune, it's like you really earned it. Like on a normal tune, you're like, ding, yay, I got another level. But I don't know. It's like that level of heightened. It's heightened on a you know, when you're doing a challenge tune.
Right, you know, because you feel like you're more invested, I feel like.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So what's been the hardest thing about doing this Factionless Panda?
Definitely the hardest thing has got to be not getting experience from kills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or anything else for that matter. You know, you start to not get experience from the quests. I mean, there's only a limited number of quests.
Yeah.
So you start to, you know, not get that experience, and then shortly thereafter you stop getting experience from any kills that you have. So, I mean, it comes to a point where it's like, oh, it'd be nice to get that little boost in experience. And you can do the battle pets quests.
Mm-hmm.
If you start them on your main tune or on any of your normal alts, if you finish it but don't hit the little complete button that pops up, you can then switch over to your panda and complete it on your panda.
Yep.
Right. So you gotcha. Because it's count wide. Right.
Exactly. So you can get a little experience bump there, but that's about all you can do besides mining and herbing.
Uh huh. And so, what is that like? Is that like a daily quests that you can do, or is that just one that pops up weekly?
It's a weekly, I believe. So that's, you know, it's a lot of flowers that you don't have to pick. That's for sure.
Okay. So what advice would you give anyone who, well, first off, wanted to try, you know, something different to step outside their comfort zone? Again, you know, I can't even think about a factionless tune, again, blows my mind. But, you know, what would you say to someone? What was the driving force that made you want to try something different?
I think the driving force for me is definitely wanting to still love the game as much as I did 10 years ago and having to find new ways to love the game.
Yeah.
And just, you know, be patient. I mean, I imagine even with, you know, like the Iron Man and the other challenges, you know, be patient and don't try to speed through it, because that's when you make mistakes. You know, mm-hmm. if you're not prepared, then, you know, you slip up and, oh, then it's all done, you know? So just know you're in for a long, hard fight.
Yeah. And I think that's good words for everyone, you know, trying any kind of challenge, because patience is definitely something that does help, I think.
Well, for that challenge, I think it would, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So I want to know, with the WoW challenges, what we've got: Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, and of course there is Tin Man. But I want to know, Momentary Genius, with coming over to the dark side and really giving one of our WoW challenges a go, what would you do?
Well, I think the Iron Man is going to be the way to go.
Hey! Nice. Okay, so what do you think that you'd like to try for with the race and class then for an Iron Man tune?
Well, actually yesterday my boyfriend, who has also been thinking about doing a challenge for Eternity, wanted to start a Draenei Iron Man. So we actually started those this morning.
Hey! Cool. Awesome.
So yeah. I think nice. That's what I'm gonna stick with.
Okay. So Draenei, and what race did you what class did you choose and what did he choose?
We both chose Hunters.
Nice. So yeah. Good choice. Yeah. Good choice. I think everyone, you know, is nodding in agreement. Hunters are certainly a very good start point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Draenei, so what did he go, roll a male and you rolled a female tune, or?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Nice. He's Iron Grim and Iron Risa.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know what? I just realized who your boyfriend was too. I'm a dude. Sorry. I just totally got that. Okay. Well, the thing that we are putting out to Momentary Genius is she's going to come back in a couple months and tell us how she went with Iron Man. So we are really, really thrilled that you're taking up the challenge. And I can't wait to hear what you and Grim have to say about how the challenges are going. So thank you for letting us throw down the gauntlet a little bit and be like, hey, give this a go. We're very excited about that.
I'm so nervous.
You'll be right.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Right.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Just wait till you get to listen to what Stone and I have to say, and then we'll talk about the state of the challenges this week. So, you know, you'll be okay. It's all good. All right. So thank you for our chat, and thank you for, you know, letting us get to know you a bit better. So we do really appreciate it, and we're glad that you're sticking around a bit longer and have some fun with us. So we want to know, what have you been doing in WoW? What have you been up to?
Well, besides starting those Iron Tunes, we did also work on finishing up some outstanding Warlords achievements. So we worked on some Garrison Invasions, which are surprisingly easy when you are level 110. So that's really what I've been working on. And then I made my tune for the Troll Run tonight, which I am very excited for.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, and I meant to ask you, how far have you got with the irons?
We just hit 13. So.
Oh, wow. Well done.
It's going pretty well so far.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
I'm sure I'm just going to run in, because my thing is I just run through mobs and, you know, just wait for them to drop off behind me. But I need to stop doing that.
Sometimes it does not work.
No.
I haven't found it too bad out in the normal world, but I know over in Legion on Broken Shore, I ran nearly the whole way across Broken Shore. I had something chasing me until it finally dropped off. The whole way, funny. I could not get, yeah. I was like, can you please just reset? No, I'm like, seriously? Seriously? Like, anyway, it's really weird. But, that sounds pretty good. You like to go back and, you know, chase some old content when you're doing normal stuff. So that's a lot of fun. What else? Anything else you've been doing?
No, that's really all I've had time for this week with WoW, which I need to quit one of my two jobs. Have more WoW time. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's real life comes first. That can be the
But
the
does it really thing. Have to, like, we can find a way.
To play WoW.
Yeah, I know. We can make gold, right? We can make gold. And that pays for a while.
Yeah, but gold's not going to help you put food on your real life table.
Doritos?
You know, Hickory sticks.
Hickory sticks? It's just, you know, yum, yum.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I could have hickory sticks like 3 meals a day, though, Stone.
I think I did yesterday.
You know, yeah. Toewinkle's here. Hello, Toewinkle. Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm glad you've had a good week. And again, good luck with both your challenges, with your factionless panda, and as well as you and Grim giving Iron Man a go. We're really excited. So I can't wait to see what happens with them. So thank you for that. Stone, tell me.
I don't want to say anything.
How you doing, Stone?
Not good.
What's happened? What's your week been like?
Bad happened.
Has it been? Oh, bad. Bad's not good. I knew it was bad, but you haven't yet told me what bad is. So
when did I've not been? When did you find out it was bad? Just
you
just
told
curious.
Me. Beth,
oh, I did.
When we were recording. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Yeah, you said, and then you're like, "No, we'll discuss it on Sunday." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, all right." So I haven't gone looking for anything, and I haven't read anything, but I'm assuming it's bad.
Yep.
And I'm not reading show notes. I'm looking at the chat. So you can tell me what happened.
Level to 83. Things were going well. Mm-hmm. Doing the Shadow Vault. So I basically unlocked most of that, or maybe half of it. I did all the quests over there, over at Death's Watch. And which is, it's like this little spot up in the mountains where there's two people that give you quests, and you have to fly down. And I think they're trying to create like cave bombs and all that stuff. So I did the Viking town or whatever it was, and I started and I did most of the island as well off to the side, where there's Scarlet Onslaught. So all that's great. I was doing the Argent tournament dailies because, and I didn't really want to because I don't like Argent tournament. I did not like it before. And, well, I did like it when it first came out because I didn't have to run it over and over and over and over again to get all the pets and all that stuff and the mounts and all that, right?
Yeah.
When I had to do it to get all that stuff, well, I'm now sick of it, but it's really the only really good source of XP at that point. And I know that as a hunter, you can go in into cataclysm zones and do it. I wanted to play safe. And so I was doing Argent Dawn dailies, Argent Tournament dailies. Sorry. So there's the quest that is in Bone that you have to go kill the Bone Commander, right? You have to kill three Bone Commanders, 10 of the flying guys, and 15 of the little dudes. And I remember being able to kill them without having to get on a horse because I hate to joust. I hate it. So this was not on an iron though, but I do remember getting credit for it. So I'm like, okay, well, what I'll do is that I'll try this out. I will get my pet in there and find out how well it goes. So I basically did a misdirect to my bear, and his name is Bear because his name's Bear.
Yep.
Don't laugh at me. My wife is laughing at me too. She's just on the other side of the screen, and she's like, so basically, Bear died in 3 or 4 shots. I was like, oh, that's not good. And they started coming after me. And so I basically hit feign death. That didn't work either. And that's what really cheesed me off is that when that doesn't work, it's like, well, what's the point of having that if it doesn't work, right? So anyway, so that never worked. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm at like half health. I don't like this. So I basically hit gauge, and I ran with my turtle shell on, right? And they wouldn't leave me alone, and I couldn't run quick enough, and I died. I was like, what the hell, man? So I will be perfectly honest, I wouldn't say angry, I'm kind of more cheesed off that Feign didn't work.
So
what's the point of having it if it doesn't work?
Yeah, so does
I don't know.
Feign not work with a particular
mob
Feign?
I don't know, but sure.
Okay.
I wasn't that upset that I died. I was like,
wow, well, that's cool. Okay.
Because I've learned a lot and I know I can get back there, and I don't have a problem with that. So it's just it's more that Feign, like, come on, man, like, really. Plus I'm like level 83, and these things are level 80. So I figure if there's any chance to resist it, you know, just like Spanky says, with the level difference, it shouldn't be able to be resisted that much. So maybe I got unlucky. Sure.
Maybe you got all the bad luck in that one instance when, like, RNG was like, oh, well, you're not going to get this time.
I think I was more upset when Flip Table died. Yeah. But, so I basically rolled another tune and got it to level 5. But I think I'm going to have a bit of a break to practice on some real life skills.
Which is not a bad idea.
Well, I have written everything down. So everything that I did run through, I think I'm going to play the new character a little bit more reckless, just to get back up into that point. So
a bit more like what you did with Flip Table.
Yeah, but I think with this level 70 stuff, I don't think I'll be heading into Northrend right away. I might mix that up a bit. Sorry, not level 70, level 71. I think I still will do some of the quests for the Isle of Quel'Thanas. Yep. Because they were giving great XP up until I think 76. Yeah. So I think I'm still going to do that, but I'm going to intersperse it with some of the other stuff in Northrend. I probably won't do the bear commander, the bear commander. Wow. Well, I guess he did command my bear. You die. Yeah. So I probably won't do the Bone Commander one anymore, and you live and you learn. But I thought I'd be more upset. Honestly, I thought I'd be more upset. I'm actually not. I wasn't that upset. I was like, I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, Carrie, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Yep, I died. And Carrie's like, what? Why? I'm like, eh. Well, because she was there, right? And I was like, oh, man. But yeah, I really loathe having to use the horse. I loathe it. Loathe it. It's easy XP. It just drives me crazy. But I guess it's a matter of life and death, right?
Yeah. It's dying. Yep. So it's not live and learn, it's die and learn. So
yes.
I'm really, really glad that it didn't put you into like complete meltdown. Because I had hit 83 and died, I would probably be in the fetal position myself. So I'm really, really glad that
I thought that's what would have happened, but it's not. And you know what? Having my break, I'm not going to have like this big, long, month-long, two-month-long break. I'm just going to a little break. I need to practice some other stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm still numb. And then in about half hour, I'm just going to lose. I'm going to lose my crap. And the show will be over.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, no, it won't, because in half an hour we'll probably still be going, and then everyone's going to hear it's going to be called Stone's complete meltdown of losing his level 83 iron.
So
this could be interesting.
It's funny.
Viewing.
I feel more bad for the people that were helping me out, because I really felt like a lot of people were really trying to help me to level through it and giving me a lot of tips and all that, and I feel like I kind of almost like let them down, and it was like, man, I just, you know, I feel bad more for them, because I'm not ditching it. I'll be back, but I kind of want to go into a little thing. I can't say a lot about this, but I do want to say thank you for your support. You know who you are. I can't say your name. I can't say what it's for. But thank you. It means a lot to me. And for all of us, I will absolutely try to not let everyone down for what's going to happen. So, thank you very much.
Really?
Once I can say, I will say. Sorry, what? What?
Well, you're like, this can't say.
So, I can't say. But it's a really good thing. When I can, I will. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely feel like I need to say thanks, because thank you.
So, fair enough.
That was my week. It's been an interesting week. A lot of lows, a lot of highs, a lot of weird stuff. A lot of stuff I never would have thought would happen. A lot of support where I thought I never really... I just... What? So, great week.
Awesome. Well, that's
good. Yeah. Lita.
Awesome. Yeah, that's me.
What?
Duffy is my bloke. Really?
Oh, sorry, what?
You didn't even play it.
Oh,
I was so totally waiting for it. Yes, I'm here.
I think I like that one more. Yes, yeah. I'm here.
Duffy is my bloke.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, you got it out of your system now. Thank you. All right. Well, I had an awesome week because I had internet issues for 3 days. So the nights that I normally play, I couldn't do my challenge tunes, and I was like, and then when I finally got back into game, I class mounts were in, and I was like, yeah, I'm not playing my iron tune. I'm going to do class mounts. So I had to kind of put it off. And then last night I was like, right, it's challenge time. Let's go do it. So I did manage to, I jumped on my little bloodthirsty. And so she's Night Elf Hunter. And I've been killing mobs over in Wetlands. So she was level 22. And I had some green gear. So I checked her mail and I was like, oh, all the auctions, you know, that didn't sell have come back. And I had some green gear that didn't sell on the auction house. And I know I've held on to stuff for a while, but there were some mail pieces and I didn't have them. Like on my account, I didn't have those pieces. And with Bloodthirsties, you can equip a green now. And I thought, you know what, bugger it. I'm going to equip it. I want to learn for the transmog. I'm going to put it on. It was a very slight upgrade anyway, but I was more like, yeah, I want that for the transmog. Okay, I'm going to equip it. I'm not going to try and sell it because it's not selling. So I was happy with that. So I ended up with, I think, a chest piece, a waist, and there was another thing. And? Maybe braces or boots. Yeah. What?
You had a chest piece, a waist, bracers, and boots.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was like three pieces. Anyway, there was three pieces, and I was like, yay. And I love the fact that when you do equip it, it's like, you have learnt this. And I'm like, yay, okay. And I was like, oh, well, I might as well keep it on because I can keep it on. I wasn't going to equip the greens until I got higher. But, you know, there's when you're looking at your bags and you're trying to sell stuff just to get a bit of gold on the auction house. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this has been, you know, I've been hanging on to this and it's not selling. It's not selling. So I might as well just, you know, I might as well just learn it and wear it and I'll get an upgrade or something. So that's fine. And I did realize that when I did ding, I think I dinged 23 and I was at the vendor over in Menethil Harbor and I went to the gun vendor and there was a level 22 or 23 gun and I was running around with the 16. So I don't know how I didn't realize they didn't have a higher gun on. So I was like, okay. Oh, I had the crossbow. I was using the crossbow, but yeah, so I changed it over the gun. Oh, seriously, we need more bows and guns, bows and crossbows in this game, Blizzard. I'm just saying, guns annoy me.
But they changed it to the patu patu, not the it was before.
Oh, right? I like the ping. I like the little ping. The wah, or whatever. Anyway, I'm a bow girl. I'm a bow girl. So, okay. But I do like the cross bows as well.
Bow gun, so. Right? But not a bow gun. It's an Aussie thing. I had to slide it in there. What?
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, I also did manage, and I don't think I've ever had this good a record, but in Wetlands, I got 6 rares last night. I was like nearly over. I was jumping over the moon because that just meant I had less things to kill because I was picking up really good XP with the rares. But I picked up the little dwarf guy over on the, you know, island where the water elementals are. I went over to just past the, now I can't even think of what the town's called, where the night elves are. Well, you know the marsh dudes that wander around? There's the elite one. Got him. First time I've seen him there in like forever. Yeah, something like that.
So got him, and I was like, yay. And then I was like, no, now I'll go over to Ironbeard's tomb and see if, you know, I'll see if the big slimy sludgekin or whatever he's up is up. Yep, he was up. I was like, yay, this is good. I'm going 3 for 3. And then I'm looking at my map and I'm like, oh, there's supposed to be a dark iron guy somewhere. All right, I'll take it easy. I'll, you know, pull in mobs because those dark irons hurt. They can really hurt. They drop traps that do the viper snake things. And I don't know, they just seem to do a lot of damage. So I was really careful and pulled and got down there. And sure enough, NPC's like, wing, 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 wing. And I'm like, oh, yay, 4 for 4. Excellent. So I managed to trap one, killed him, killed the other dude. So I was like, yay, that's good. So I thought, well, now I'll just go back over to the Murlocs. And I'm going, hang on, there should be a Gnoll elite somewhere over towards the edge between where the Gnolls are and where the Murlocs are. Well, I'll just pop over here and see if it's up. Sure enough, it's up. And I'm like, yay, excellent. So I go kill it. And then I thought, well, I'll finish off and I'll just go kill some of the dinosaurs, you know, in the, like the bone dinosaurs in there. And so I did that. And then I was like, okay, no elites up there. Well, okay, I might as well just go finish off the Murlocs. And, you know, because I need a little bit more sort of cloth and stuff. So I went over to where the Murlocs are. And sure enough, the two-eye? The Murloc, the elite Murloc that's normally towards Menenthal Harbor end, like the closest end. He was up. I think he's called Two-Eye or Two-Buck Joe or I don't know, something. Anyway, he was up. And I was like, oh, my Lord, that's 6 rares. I was like, oh, so, yeah. So I killed him, and then I was so, I'm done. 6 and a 9. I am so, you know, I've leveled. I got to level 23. I'm not pushing anything else because I think I've hit my absolute, like, RNG goodness level. So I'm going to log out. And I went and logged out, and that's it. So, yeah. So I got through the level. I got through all of that. She got her whole level. I'm well past, you know, used up all my rested XP. And I think I got a level and a half. So she's very close to 20 because I just kind of kept going. And, you know, when you're in that zone of, you know, killing and looting, kill, you know, bloodthirsty, it was kind of like that. So I thought, no, I'm not going to push it to 24 because, you know, RNG will probably come back and bite me in the butt. So I don't want to do that. So I left her and then I jumped on. So I thought, well, I'll go jump on my other iron. So iron leader, my gnome hunter. So this was my contest one from when we were doing the gnomes. And she was level 57 and she's in Winter Spring. So I was doing Winter Spring. I knew I still had a bit to do in Winter Spring. Got the Winter Spring achievement. That was so good. I was like, yay. So I finished Winter Spring. Oh, except it gave me the cave one, but Zion gave me some good. He's like, you're going to get this quest soon. Go in the cave. Be really, really careful. And I'm like, no, I don't have that. And then like a minute later, oh yeah, now I've got that quest. So I decided, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go into the cave and finish off the one because he was saying that the mobs are really quite tight together with like 3 or 4 mobs. And I thought, I'm not going to push it. But while I was doing that, I actually did 58 as well. So with finishing off you know, the quests in Winter Spring, dinging 58, I was like, yep. That's cool. I can leave, you know, I'll leave that last cave questing because that's probably going to come back and bite me. So I might as well. And I said, well, you know, now's the time I probably should head over Swamp of Sorrow. And Zaya's like, yep, that's a good idea. So thank you, Zaya, for your advice. Really appreciate it. So I took her back to Stormwind, and I did something really, really bad, which I broke one of my rules last night. I was okay playing my Bloodthirsty, but when I got to my iron, I broke my rule number one. I was really tired. I was really
what
tired.
Did you do?
And I was playing my iron while I was really tired. Really tired. And I dinged, and I think that was the part, was like, I'm not going in to do a quest in a cave and jeopardize, because I'm already being really, really naughty by playing when I'm really, really tired.
Okay,
so
but you're alive still.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Alive. So I took her. I'm heading over to Swamp of Sorrow. I was going to try and get her to Swamp of Sorrow, but I got her to Stormwind. I was actually putting some auction, you know, stuff on the auction house, because I had a whole heap of greens that I could sell. And as I'm doing that, my whole, you know, when you're sitting and your eyes, your eyelids are drooping and your head just starts to nod, and I'm trying to put this stuff on the auction house, and I'm like, just going, come on, I've got like 10 more things. Come on. You're not going to make it to Swamp of Sorrows. Just put the damn stuff on the auction house. So I don't even know. I probably put them all up for like one copper. I don't even know. I just got them up and I was like, I'm out of here. I got to go to bed. So yeah, it was, I literally was about ready to fall asleep. So she's not at Swamp of Sorrow yet. I will get her over there, but at least I've got the flight path, because I went there before I went to Winter Spring, which was fairly early on, and I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling comfy that. And I think it was Aya or Stir, one of them sort of said, well, you probably should go to Winter Spring, and that's why I went over to Winter Spring. So now it'll be good. I've got a flight path into, what is it? Mudsprocket. No. What's
yep.
the...
Yep.
Mudsprocket, yep. And so I can get there. That's cool. So okay. So I was like, yay, I didn't die. So sorry you died this week, Storm, but
okay.
At least I got a level on each of my tunes.
Well, I'm glad that you're alive still. I actually looked at the list and I added my character to this list. So I'm at like 4 characters and you're at 0.
Yeah. Oh, look,
my character levels are increasing, so I haven't dipped.
Yeah.
So that's good.
No, which is good, which is awesome. So yeah, which is good. Moment to Genius, we have a list of tunes that we are recording our deaths. So the end of the year, we're doing. Who started that? Zortz. It was Zortz, wasn't it?
Was it Zortz?
He was going to do a list of all his deaths and tell us what it was, and then we thought, okay, this will be something good. We should do that. So I think there's a few of us that are keeping records, and we will see where we get to at the end of the year to see, you know, what's been lost and where we're at, which is exciting. Okay, well, let's get on with some news. Coffee is my blood.
It's a good clip, but it's not the right one. Here we go.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Coffee is my blood. Yes, I'm here. I put in Midsummer Fire Festival because I thought we wouldn't have a lot to talk about. So that's like 1.5 weeks from now. It's like 11 days from now. It starts June 21st, goes to July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of XP for tunes, except for Bloodthirsty. Womp womp. Because no quests. So we also have Running of the... you know what? Now I'm not going to be able to do the Midsummer thing and level up my tune faster. Poop. Oh, well.
Hmm.
I was really hoping...
Why not?
Well, because I was hoping to get my 83... by that time, I was thinking I was going to be, you know, 85, 86-ish at least, and then use some of that to bump up.
You making your 83 into a tin?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to use it as a scout. I have not deleted it. But if
you
start
playing your new one, you can get some levels with it. Yeah. Like free XP.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Maybe.
So just to give people a heads up.
But we'll
the buff, the zone wide buff.
Yeah, you can't do anything about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes sure that when you do the fire, clicking on the fire one, that one itself click off that buff.
Yeah, there's one if you do the bonfire that if you extinguish the bonfire, then you receive an XP buff. So get rid of that one. But if you turn on the bon, if you just turn in the quest to one of the other guys, then it's just a normal thing and there's no buff. So
yeah,
something like that. I have the post. It'll be up for when we're due, and we'll talk more about it next week too, for sure.
Okay, cool.
We have Running of the Trolls is starting in about an hour and 10 minutes from now. So this is run by Dravi, right?
Yep.
And she also does the Running of the Gnomes, which is now an event in WoW, which is really awesome.
Yay!
So Running of the Trolls, it's going to start at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you basically have to create a character on Feathermoon US and make it Horde side, and they're all going to start, they'll all meet up in the Troll Star.
And make it a zone. Troll. Just in case.
And
just
make it a troll. Like, you should make a troll. Yes, it's Running of the Trolls, right. Yes, make a troll. Yeah. On Feathermoon US like Horde.
And then be trolling the trolls.
And,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And if you can find out more info at bit.ly/trollrun2k17. I believe they are raising money for the Trevor Project. And I think they have a goal of $2,000. I think they're at 1,500. Yeah, yeah, I think the goal is 2,000. They're at like 15 or something like that. So they're close-ish. Yeah. So hopefully they'll be able to make it.
And Dravi's on Twitter. If you're not sure, you can always check her tweets and that. Dravvie on Twitter. That's Dravi. So and she's awesome. She's pretty awesome. So go support, you know, all the good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, so next week at this time, I will have finished our ALS walk. So we did the 24-hour stream to raise all the monies, and you guys blew me away with your support, because it's like, wow. So the beard will be going purple, and we will be live streaming it at BlizzCon when Celestalon dyes my beard. Thank you again. Thank you for everybody that helped out and pitched in. Tuli, man. The walk is next Saturday. It will be at the registration starts at 8:30 in the morning or something, and we start walking at 10. So I will probably Periscope some of it. I don't think I can't live stream it to Twitch, right? Off of my phone. So I will I'll try and Periscope some of it. Other than that, there will be photos posted, that's for sure. So the other thing I wanted to mention is the Bloodthirsty Battle. Apparently Nisi and Terwinkle and Zortz have been, I mean, I don't know why they're trying to try to take on Nisi, because she's going to kick their arses. Anyways, that's just my thoughts. They're leveling characters up using Bloodthirsty characters, and they recorded their first episodes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Excellent. I can't wait to see.
I mean,
Inherent Insanity, apparently, Yep, insanity's definitely one of the words I put in there, guys. Good luck. Go Team Nisi. I'm just saying. Like, you know, I love you guys. Clean tag. You other guys. But Nisi's the girl.
He sees the girl. All right. Okay. Well, good luck, everyone. Good luck, Stone. We are with you in your walk next week, and I can't wait to see some Periscope. So best of luck with that. And to everyone that's taking part with the troll run, have fun. And, of course, to Toewinkle Zorts and Nisi, good luck, guys. Good luck, guys. Nisi doesn't need luck because she's Nisi. She's the bloodthirsty queen. I'm just saying. You guys should be scared. Anyway, let's go on to State of the Challengers. So let's see what everyone has done this week. All right, we have got the iron. So let's start off with Never Died War hit 92. Never Died Ply. Ply? What's that? Pally? No. What's that one? Never Died...
P-L-Y is Pally.
Oh, it is? Okay, it's his Pally. Okay, it hit 93. His Druid, because it's D-Driven. Yep. Rue. I never get it right. Hit 100. It's Never Died Momentary Genius, if you didn't guess.
Oh, backwards.
Because he's a machine. Seriously. Okay, 73. Hit 101. That is so funny. I love that. Never Died Prot hit 103. There he goes again. Amazing. Trickster. Wonder who that is. Hit 105. Ghoster. Baztar hit 106. 8. Hit 108. Never Died Shah. Again? Hit 109. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's getting them all up there.
Ex-Boython. Yeah. Is our newest 110. Yep. Oh my gosh.
He is.
First Horde.
First Horde.
So what's that?
To go from.
A Goblin?
Yeah.
Goblin first Horde to 110. And, well done. That's
also the second, yes, and also the second to fully level from 1 to 110.
1 to 110. Everybody that else has been amazing.
They've already been there, so we're still waiting for more people.
Yep, that was he started that tune with which challenge? That was one of the last challenges.
I thought it was the last one. Yeah. So he's the 14th to hit 110 for this expansion.
Okay. Or Hunter. That was part of the Hunter one with the gnome goblin. That's right. Okay. As he says, petless too.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Like, this is amazing.
I don't know what happened to his other petless character. His petless made it, right? Pretty sure his petless character made it to 110. I don't think he lost it. And I thought he named it petless, but that could just be me.
Zots is gonna bet everyone.
I'm not seeing it on the list. I'm not sure if he's playing his petless one.
Okay.
I know that he's had a different petless one.
The other's parked at 100. There he is. He's in chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well done, though.
Yep.
Well done. Lassance, that is congratulations. That's boneless. Amazing.
Boneless. Hey? That's boneless is the petless one, I think. And if I'm wrong, sorry. Okay. But I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nisi, work bed. You know, sometimes it could kind of be the same thing. I'm just saying. But, have fun, Zots!
Yay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yay.
No.
Work.
Yay.
Sleep.
Yay.
Well,
work.
Sleep, yes.
All right.
Work now.
All right. Well, let's get on to our blood. So, Momentary Genius. Here we go. This is.
All right.
This is you.
Yes. It looks like this week for our bloods, we've got Soul Brew, who hit 42, another Soul, who hit 42 as well. Zaya Blood, who hit 43. Soul Shot hit 45. PTs hit 47. Soul Shield hit 49. Conjured Soul, 51. Calamoon, 55. Tire Iron, 69. And Bent Grinder hit 82.
Wow. If you haven't realized, all the souls are Nisi.
Yeah.
So she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bloods in the top 10. Guys.
Oh my gosh.
Terwinkle, Zortz.
Terwinkle and Zortz are good. I'm sorry, guys. As much as I like you, no.
Oh, that's hilarious. No. Well done, Nisi. Well done. Yes. All righty. Now, you're going to take the pacifist as well, please.
Yes, I sure will. For a pacifist, we have got Five Roll at 46, Petal 6 at 50, Passy Bro Fist at 50, Petal 7 at 51, Petal 5 hit 52, Hurry Up hit 56, Never Died PCI hit 57, Petal 4 hit 62, Organ Grinder hit 66, and Snuffle Tips at 76.
I love that name!
Me too!
I don't even know who Snuffle Tips is, because seriously...
I would love to know who that is.
Whoever you are, come and say hi! I just want to know who you are. It's, I love that name. It is awesome.
Also, again, I like Passy Brofist, too.
Truly.
Brofist.
Yeah. Yeah. And Never Dines at 57 on his pacifist. Again, amazing. Amazing. That's
okay.
Truly. What's Truly got? He's got 4 pacifists. Towny.
We know Towny. Townie's here in chat every once in a while, right?
Snuffle Tips. I didn't realize that.
Not here
that.
Today,
How did
but.
I didn't realize that.
I don't
go
know.
Go Townie.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
Hmm. Things that make you go, hmm. All right. Let me see.
Yeah, we need that song. Yeah.
What?
Well done.
Yes.
Oh, now I've got that stuck in my head. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Tins. Iron Freck hits level 52. Tomix hits level 54. Died twice more. Tin Frost is new on the list at level 58, also with 2 deaths. Taruman is level 66, has not yet died. Out Roguester is level 81, also has not yet died. Baster, without the D, is level 88, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Anabolic is level 89, also with no deaths. Iron Capper is level 100, died 2 more times. That is Rogueslayer. Yes.
Rogueslayer, yes.
I think she's at 14. No. Anyways. Because I like to rib her and stuff, right? I just poke the bear. Trickster is at level 105, still has not yet died. And Zaya Monk is at level 109.
Wow. So Zaya's had no more deaths on his turn.
Not since last week, but cool. He's at 20.
Well done, Zaya.
So I think what I was going to do is that I made the script that runs through everything, that if you make it to the top without ever dying once. No, I think I was going to set it, if you haven't died once, it will put you on the list for sure. But if you've already died once, well, you'll still get credit for getting up to 110. You just won't be put into the other list. Before we go on, I'll read this, and then I got a little something to say about the speed. The speed. So the speed to 60, we still have number one is Fancy, was at 16 hours, 1 minute, and 46 seconds. So we have number two is Finn Fine, number three is Kavar Dek Dua, number four is I Love a Dukin. I'm 40 turning 12, so it's okay. Number five is Sankteta, Number six is Ani. So we have a new number seven is Madame is level 68. Level 68. We don't care about the level. Is our new number seven was a Hunter Night Elf. Hit level 60 in 1 day, 11 hours, 44 minutes, and 1 second. So we had to look at it, and things look kind of weird, right? And we're like, how? So there's minimal quests that were done, minimal kills. So what happened? Like, how did this happen, right? And there's one achievement. If you go look, the character used the Legion Invasions, not the current ones. The original ones. And so basically why it wasn't on our list is because it wasn't added to our list. And so Crystal reactivated the account and it popped up on the list. So we said that we were going to allow those to be run. But at first we're like, this doesn't make sense. How are they able to get level up so quick, right? And without any kills and quests, like, what's going on? Like, this is weird, right? And so first it looked like it was it looked like it was a way to get around recruit a friend or something. But recruit a friend, I have other stuff that I run to go check for that, and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they found a way and I'll tweak it. But then when we saw the one achievement, we're like, oh! So basically that's what it was. So they're the new number seven. Basically, I think he was saying that his character was red flagged before because of accidental equips. I had to actually remove the flags because of the Legion, because of, you know, how everybody got the red flag. Well, not everyone, but hunters got a red flag, monks got a red flag, warriors got a red flag, So basically, when it's been re-added, it's not considering those red flags anymore, so it's still a green flag character, and that's just how it is. So they're number seven, and that one, 1 day, 11 hours, 44 minutes, so just basically... That character has pushed down Chatelli at number 8, Never Died Shaw at 109, and Ironwood at level at 10th spot. And I can't remember how you say that in Cyrillic or in Russian. Ah, man, I remember writing it down. Anyways, so I just know it translates to Ironwood. I do want to say that we were going to add a speed to 60 normal challenge, and I was going to make it like a questing thing. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore, only because I kind of feel like if we do it, then I'm going to be advocating people doing things that might not be so healthy. And kind of don't want to do that. I kind of feel like I'm already kind of doing that with this list. I just thought this list would be neat, just to see how fast you can level up as a iron. I think for the normal challenge, I don't think I'm gonna do that anymore. I think I'm gonna focus a little bit more of my time on doing a partner challenge. So it's something that we've been asked for before, where can we have one or two folks like group up? There's some stuff I got to look at, but yeah, I think I'll focus more of my time on that. I do know that unofficially, Crystal, who's number one, is putting up a bounty, I guess, on anyone that can beat his time. If you go look in the forums, you can go have a look at that. He's doing that of his own choice and volition. So I just say, if you don't be unhealthy, okay? This is just a list for us to see how quickly people can level up. If you have health issues, please don't do this. That's pretty much it for the speed to 60 thing. Yeah.
Cool.
So.
All right. Well, I just want to say well done to all our challenges this week. I think we've had a really awesome week. In particular, the Irons, the Bloods, and the Pacifists. We didn't lose any.
I think we had like that one death in Bloods. No.
Nope. Nope. One... Not going by that. So. We've done, well. Anyway.
Oh, no, we haven't. Yeah, we didn't lose anybody.
No. So, yeah, which doesn't always happen. Hmm. So, well done, everyone. And to everyone who lost tunes this week, Stone, I'm sorry. Anyway, good luck, everyone, this week. Good luck, Marichi, Genius, and Grim. Two, I can't wait to see how you guys go. It's very exciting. And as you can see, there are some amazing people that do some amazing things with these challenges. These guys are just absolute machines and are very, very awesome. So these ones are the ones to pay attention to.
So,
definitely.
You know what the... Anyways.
You don't want to chit chat then, will I?
But yes, my brain is just like, burr, 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 and that's what I do.
Okay, all right. So, chit chat, this is where people can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous errors, quests, all those kind of things. The cave is the stupid cave in Winter Spring. You know where I can't, Zay, I don't know what it is. Malik? The area of Mal, it's M. It starts with M. Just saying.
What?
You know, there's the NPCs in the as you're heading towards where the frost, you know, the frost giants are, that little section in that cave. That's the cave I'm talking about. I can't really remember what the name of the quest was, but it's anyway, it's not good. So that was the cave. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that one. Anyway, Momentary Genius, can you take for me the one that we've got from Discord, please? You want to read that?
Sure. This is from Melavlina. Sure, I butchered that for sure.
Sounds good.
The question is, what about the artifact weapon in Legion? Can you equip it, but then without setting talents in it?
So you can equip it only once to unlock the quests. As soon as you equip it, because when you complete the quest, it will equip on its own. You have to immediately remove it.
Yep.
So the weapon's not allowed, and then you just carry on.
Yeah.
You can also change spec before you turn in that quest, and... it won't equip. And then you can change spec back and then you can carry on. So that's a way to also not equip it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also change specs too.
Look, you're going to put poor Azzy out of a job. Poor Azzy hasn't even said that. I'm a bit worried. Are you coming down with the flu or something, Azzy? I don't think he's even mentioned it once while he's been in chat room. I'm like in shock. Is it safer as, you know, someone who gets up to those levels? Oh, I'm so funny. I'll get there one day. Is it safer to like put that in the bank? Like not have it in your bag? Like how is everyone doing it once they've got the artifact weapon, equipped it, and then removed it? What do they do? Do you keep it in your bag, or do you just stick it straight in the bank?
You should put it right in the bank.
Yeah, because that way then you've got no chance of equipping it. Guys, let us know. I'm just curious as to what you would do. So, but thank you,
Melavlina.
Melly. Hey, Melly, thank you for that. You know me. I'm going to make things shorter because that's what I do. Melly. I like Melly. Melly, that's good. Thank you for your question. That's awesome. Stone.
So, well, no, hold on. In the chat room, Tuli is saying, by the way, I hope you grow your beard to epic size so there is something to color for BlizzCon. My beard will not grow that way. It's funny. It kind of grows like this. It doesn't grow the down stuff, right? So,
my old caveman beard.
It'll just be like this mass of tangled hair, and that's not cool. So I did have to. Sorry, go ahead.
It's like lumberjack, not wizard.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I like it.
It's just like this, and you know. So I had to trim it a little bit, you know, because. Is she's sitting on the other side. So when I think we're about, when we get into September, I think I'm just going to let her go and see what we get. Because anyway, so yeah, it just will not grow that way. It will just grow to be like this massive thing. So yeah, so okay. So puns. So we got a pun from Stir. A pun, a play on words and a limerick, walk into a bar. No joke. No.
Oh, that's cute. I like that one. Still, that was better than last week. Okay.
I think so. What was last week's?
Oh, last week was something you were killing yourself laughing over.
Yeah, I thought last week's was pretty good.
Yeah, okay, no, so I didn't.
Azzy also sent us in a pun, and he's also agreed to send us in puns every week as well.
Yay! Awesome.
So, not to take sides, I think I like Azzy's puns more overall. I think Roguester has put in some good ones, but I think when you put them up against each other, I'm just saying. Okay. So as these pine, yesterday a clown held the door open for me. I thought it was a nice jester.
That's cute too.
Yeah.
I like a voice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Come on, guys. We can have our own little what would you call it? Like pun wall.
We could do like a monthly half hour show where we just do puns. That would be neat.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Half hour?
No, not half hour. No. Half hour. That's a lot of that. No.
Yeah.
No, veto.
Ten minutes once a month? Come on. Okay.
Five minutes.
If we went from half an hour to 5 minutes, I don't think so. What's up with that? Okay.
Yeah, that's what stirs.
Well, no, it's not like a pun off between just them. I'm saying we could expand it to other people. I want to do puns. You know who's really, really good at doing puns? Ratzel does.
Oh yes.
She some of her puns I'm just like, oh god, I just, no, but they're good. Yeah. Okay. Fair so fair, well, okay, that's the tone of her being like, let's go, Stone. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Basically so right. Okay. So thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon. Definitely helps. So all of the support goes towards paying for server costs. We're a little bit over halfway to being able to be self-sufficient, which is pretty cool. So these folks are the kind people that support us with $5 or more a month. Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair. I don't know why I'm like. Anyways, five iron, got trick Calamoon, Lissan never died, Saya and Anonymous, and you can be anonymous if you want, but I would like to give you credit where credit is due. So thank you all very much. Yeah. Okay. Right, it's still me. So our next show will be Saturday, June the 17th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which I hope I'll be alive and in one piece for. I'm going to be walking a little bit, not the whole 5K. I'm going to try and do as much as I can. Which is also Sunday, June the 18th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. If I'm not here, it's because I'm dead, because I couldn't do the walk, because
no,
I died
not.
Trying to do the walk. I'm going to try and do as much as I can. We will be joined by Tiber.
Yay!
And we haven't had... When I looked at who we've had on, I'm like, Tiber's been on my list to have on for a long time, because he's been here since the very start. And I was like, how do we not have him on? So, like, finally... Yeah. Finally, we have him on.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. So Momentary Genius, thank you very, very much for being on this show. And spending your hour and a half with us. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, we really... Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on and to get to chat with you again. Can you please tell everyone where they could find you and get in contact with you, please?
Well, I am super easy to find. I am on Twitter at Momentary Genius.
Yay!
And super easy.
Super easy, exactly. And I'll have the information up with the show on the website. So don't forget, check out the website. That is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, like we get one every couple of days from someone. Podcast at wowchallenges.com.
That's the other email. We're not getting that email to this one. We're getting the email to the other show.
Oh, is that the
this
one? No. Oh, it's to the other one? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, Lita screwed up.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't realize. Well, I don't know. It just comes for...
Yeah, okay, anyway. Well, because it sends it to
anyway. Yeah, it comes to my normal Gmail. Sure. So I'm like, I Mute. Just assumed. I made an ass out of you and me. Anyway, Twitter. You can find Twitter. It is at Wow Challenges. And we have a Discord server, which is always lively. So come say hi. tinyurl.com/WowChallengesDiscord. We are on Facebook, where you can see Stone post stuff. Facebook.com/WowChallenges. Are we still recording live?
Nisi posts that stuff. We're not streaming live on Facebook. Okay. Sometimes it gets wonky. I'm going to try every once in a while, but sometimes I'm not a fan of Facebook streaming yet so far. I mean, it's worked, but before you carry on, the Discord link, you need to use that in a browser, not actual Discord app itself. From the browser, it will open up your app and give you the channel and all that. Yeah. So,
yeah. So do the thing on the thing, which will take you to the thing. Just saying. Okay. Don't forget, check out the show on YouTube, which is youtube.com/WowChallenges1. Have you not fixed that yet?
I'm okay. I guess I should send them a message, right? Being like, hey, can I, like, usurp your name? Yeah. And they'll be like, no, pay us, like, $5,000. And I'll be like, we have no money. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. I'm just fishing. And you bit. So thank you. That was awesome. Hey! And don't forget, come catch us live every week on twitch.tv/WowChallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, which is I'm grasping your stones. And as well as Lita, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, which I co-host with that one over there. Wait, that one over there.
Other way. Yeah, that way. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter as well. I am at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And you can find my other show, which is Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth. Behind the Avatar, last week, I had Momentary Genius on. So, yes. Again, if you want to get to know more about the player behind the character, go check out episode 161.
161? Holy crap.
Yeah, I know. Good Lord. I've been doing that show for a while. Anyway, thank you. As always, big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro, because it rocks. That's say it every week, but it does. It really well rocks. So thank you, Mark Conan. You can check him out on Twitter at Mark Conan. Well, also check out his show he does, which is Torrin Think Tank with Jules. And we love them both. They are awesome people. Other than that, good luck to all our challengers this week. I hope everyone has a very good week. Good luck to Momentary Genius, you and Grim. And again, can't wait. Take lots of notes, because when we get you back, I want to know the whole story of how it goes. Goodness. So I'm really excited. We might have a really long show that day, Stone. Just saying. Good luck, Stone.
Okay.
Good luck, Stone.
Good luck. Good
luck. Thank you, chat room.
Oh, why are you wishing me luck? Okay, anyways. Because
you've got the walk.
Oh.
She's got the walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought you were wishing. Yeah,
I'd be like, hi, Stone, I'm not awake, but I come to say hello.
Yeah, 10 a.m. for me will be 12 p.m. midnight for you on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
that's not too bad.
Send you a message before.
That's not too bad. Yep. It's going to sink like a stone on the walk. Okay, we got to wrap it up. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
see you in next week. Right. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.